From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 25 people have been killed and at least 50 others wounded in a truck bomb that exploded near a key intersection in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. The director of Mogadishu's Amin Ambulance Service spoke with VOA about the blast and casualties.
For 10 years, I have been in the emergency service. This is the first I have witnessed. I cannot tell the exact death toll, but together I can say we have transported hundreds of people on our 10 ambulances, and economically, I think this is the worst ever in Mogadishu in a single day.
Witnesses said the blast occurred during a traffic jam. Canadian ex-hostage Joshua Boyle says the Haqqani network in Afghanistan killed his infant daughter in captivity and raped his wife.
And the subsequent and the stupidity and evil of the subsequent rape of my wife, not as a lone action by one guard, but assisted by the captain of the guard and supervised by the commandant Abu Hajar of the Haqqani network. God willing, this litany of stupidity will be the epitaph of the Haqqani network.
Boyle gave those statements after landing in Canada late Friday with his American wife and three young children. Venezuelans cast ballots Sunday in regional elections that are widely seen as a vital test for both President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition. Voters will elect governors in all 23 states, and the opposition Democratic Union Roundtable Coalition is calling for a large turnout that some experts say could propel them to victory in most regions. Many polling experts say the opposition coalition could win 20 of the state elections, a feat that would mark the first time since 2000 that Maduro's Socialist Party would be forced to rule a country with so many opposition governors. This is VOA News.